Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad
Welcome
body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad
Welcome
body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl slapping loud.
Get you through your day. And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Comedy Trap House.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, we got Cam.
Yep.
We got Emmanuel.
Yo.
Hey, brother, who are you? How you get in my house?
we climbed in the window.
We just jumped this nigga on.
We got the homie Tahoe in the building. Hey, welcome to the trap, brother.
Welcome.
You fresh off the plane?
Yeah, man.
A couple planes. Fresh off the plane.
No paper planes, though.
Yeah, as soon as we seen him, he looked upset. As soon as I met him outside, it was our first time meeting. I was like, that's a lot of aggression for your first time meeting. He was like, nah, the Uber was taking a long time.
I seen Dope Fiend with a fat ass. I was confused. I almost got frustrated because I didn't understand how she maintained the weight and did the dope.
With the butt. It was the Mexican lady outside.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. You would holler at the Dope Fiend with the butt?
You know, I'm from Brooklyn, and it's been a while. I haven't seen my girl in about 3-4 days. We do, you know, it's an aggressive place.
I got you. Might just have to tap in real quick.
You know, just make sure things are still straight.
No, I get it. I seen a real bad homeless lady the other day, and I was like, man.
But that was probably her first week homeless.
So, okay, that was like fresh out.
Whenever I see a bad homeless, like that's their first week. Because you got to have your first week homeless.
So what if you holler at her, but then you find out she homeless? Like, do you continue? If she bad, do you clean her up, pick her off the street?
She couldn't pay her rent. That means her water was off first. So now I'm thinking, when was the last time she showered?
Okay. That's
Listen, the most you could do for her is give her a compliment. Hey, Ma, I see you maintaining that ass. Keep eating that trash. You know what you're doing? Keep eating that shit.
Yeah.
Come over here. You can do a cleanup for like a weekend, but then you can't put it back out on the street. I guess that's not right. You don't want to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, she had a week. It's a vacation, man. What you talking about? Girl, you have a bed for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, so she come here. It's like a 5-star resort.
You are spoiling her at this point. And then she goes about her marriage.
That makes sense. But yeah, we definitely going to tap in with you and, you know, find out where you're from, all that good stuff. So we're going to tap in. But Cam has most deaf on the, what's that about?
So every once in a while, I go on like this music video run.
Yeah.
And I was watching Alicia Keys' You Don't Know My Name.
Okay.
And every time I watch it, I notice something new. This nigga ordered the special, which was fried fish, yams, collard greens. But that was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then he got a cup of coffee. And the first thing I thought, this nigga gonna be shit. This nigga's stomach is done. And this is lunch. I'm like, he gotta go back to work.
Damn, that's fast.
Yeah, he's trying to talk to the girl.
That's a lot of food for just lunchtime.
No, but coffee and fried fish?
Yeah, coffee and fried fish sound.
And collard greens? That just sound like you gonna be
because you got the milk
guts
and the cream and then with the collard
greens.
Even
if it's just black, that caffeine will run through you.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's pushing that fish down the river of goddamn poop.
And I was like, somebody the other day. I was like, you know, you getting older when you look at a like a plate of food or something like that, and you be like, all right, if I eat this, what else I got to do today? Because you got to make sure you ain't got to go nowhere important. Because
especially you if you go to a girl house, you I can't eat foods that's going to make me too gassy. Oh, yeah. You want to be alkaline that day.
Yeah, yeah. And I definitely done shit at a girl house a few times. But
you shit at a girl's house a few times?
Yeah.
Like, how long did you know her for before you felt comfortable shit?
I think the worst one, I probably had like a night or two.
I shit at Nene Leakes' crib once.
You shit at
Nene. Hey, congratulations, brother. That's big. That's
she
big
had
shit.
To use the bathroom. She came and knocked on the door while I was in there, and I wasn't finished. Matter of fact, I'm gonna keep it real. Even better, and this is a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
She had no tissue in there, so I was stuck in there for a second trying to figure it out. I was shooting, shoot for Real Housewives. So I was on the mic like, yo, I need tissue in the corner. She the only one who knew where it was.
Yeah.
So she had to come to the door. I'm sitting there, you know.
Did she know? She knew it was you.
Everybody else was shooting.
But what you gonna do? You can't. It was your stomach hurting. No, because it's a level.
I had to go, bro.
Yeah, if you gotta go, you got.
Nene watching this right now. They go that shitty.
They go that
nigga.
Shit.
That was on my.
She was like, "It's all right, baby."
Like, I know it's all right. I got it out.
You feel so comfortable, Nene.
I got fired after that.
That's how.
Got to get that shit out. No, I feel you. You gotta. Sometimes you just gotta go. But you know, you got certain techniques. You turn on the water or do what you gotta do, and. Just let it go.
I think I did that too. Yeah, I think I did run the water coverage because the mics is loud. They can hear everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I hate bathrooms that don't have fans. Like, it don't got that noise in there, you know, that subtle hum to kind of cover a little bit of that noise up.
But I couldn't use the fan because we was recording.
Damn.
I couldn't. In the background.
So you were shitting in the middle of shooting content.
I had to leave the camera and go take a shot.
Oh, you
were the cameraman. That's how you know it was serious.
Oh, yeah,
they rolling.
I'm in there. That's why I had to whisper. I was like, "Yo, I need a tissue in the bathroom." Down there. And then they couldn't nobody find it, so when they stopped to see. I'm just sitting there like this now, like damn.
Yeah.
And she had to go get it because you know it's her crib.
Damn, man.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
It was impossible, man. We talk about getting shit out. I just gotta hold on. Sorry.
Dog, this nigga just
wait. Nah, nigga, nah. I'm not letting you come on my podcast.
What is this?
What's that?
What is that?
You know that,
what's
that?
No, pick that up.
That?
It was
now pick that up for the camera. What's that?
So, I was
watch how you fling that thing around.
So what happened was, I have a podcast which is about sex and males that use sex toys and we do things to explore with women. Right?
Yeah,
with women.
With this, acted, of course.
Women. Okay, I'm just saying that's not for like
but
a woman
not,
to
this
put.
Bothers you,
bruh?
It's the same color as your shirt.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand why it's bothering.
I know it does match. It's just the same in dildo. It's the same.
You got
dildo.
The
same
in dildo.
So basically, it's like boom. We teach about male sex toys and things like that. I actually had to get on the plane with that, and I had it in my pocket. And actually, I did that on purpose because I didn't want him to scan it and then view me a certain way. So I wanted to put it on the table and look at him like, this is what it
so
is.
So you didn't care about them. You care about them scanning and view it a certain way, but you didn't care about us. You dropping on the table.
Or the thousands of people watching this goddamn podcast.
You know, they had the term, you know, put your dick on the table. You came in here, put your dick on the table.
He literally put his dick on the table.
He put his dill on the table.
You put a dill. So.
Well, personally, I don't feel like I'm a leader anymore because he put his dick on the table. I'm not. You you own this house.
Yeah, this
now.
Your podcast now.
I'm just saying, like, this type of shit shouldn't bother us.
No. I don't think it bothers, but, you know, we weren't prepared. You know what I'm saying? And
consent is a thing. You know?
Yeah, you didn't ask for that. You brought
and
it
you
out.
Rub it, the way you rub it is just so, like, it's just not.
I'm comfortable. Are you not comfortable?
Yeah.
What makes you so. No.
It's a deal. That's
no,
not.
I don't know where that shit is, man.
Where you get it from?
Well, I have a sex place that sells these to us and sends us a sponsorship. It's called Erotic Boudoir.
Okay.
Right? And they send us all types of toys that we use. You know, they have toys that men use on themselves.
No, for sure.
And things that we
talk
about.
That's not one of them.
This here is for DP, right?
So okay, that's double. Okay.
When you're in the place,
yeah.
And then you hit her in the other place.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Either one, up the top or down.
Yeah, yeah. We just make sure that one, that's a brand new.
No, yeah, it's not been used.
Okay,
no.
But why
the ridges?
Yeah, what's
like all that stuff? It looked like
women,
alien dick.
Women are interesting creatures, my brother.
Yeah, yeah,
they're weirdos.
Yeah,
women are weirdos.
Now you actually got to be super weird. You got to be on some wild shit to actually please a woman like on some.
No,
you're
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Because there's a lot of canals and stuff.
Son, they literally I don't know how R-rated we want to get on
oh,
this.
Oh, no, you, I mean, you're R-rated. You just pulled a dick out.
Come, you know, have you ever made a chick squirt from her nipples while you was having sex with her?
Squirt from her
from nipples? From her, or licking on her nipples and she
no,
squirted.
No, he didn't squirt. I had one that when I'm fucking her, she would squirt out like, when she's
going. What is she squirting?
Milk. Okay. Milk out of her titties.
So she pregnant?
No, she was nowhere near pregnant.
That's just some Fifth Element type of shit. That
was an amazing thing.
No, that's a good experience.
It's like rain on me. Like, you, she's riding you.
So you taste
she's
a little
like,
bit.
Like,
yeah, you taste a little bit of milk. You like it? Taste like cinnamon a little bit.
It was a little milky. It was
you're like, okay.
Especially because the kid was like 7 years old, so it's kind of weird.
Okay.
Where was the kid at this point? Does the kid know that the mom be squirting milk all over the house?
Like, it's not his no more. It's 7 years old. No motherfucker don't want no milk at 7 years old.
No, so you stealing kids' milk?
Like Juicy Juice or something.
It's like juicy juice. Okay. Milky milk.
Juicy Juice.
It's milky milk.
I'm not going to lie. That would have threw me off. You just having sex and the milk starts squirting.
It's going to throw you off a little bit.
I'll be kind of low-key proud.
No, it's cool.
Yeah. But it just threw me because it's never... never seen that.
You said proud?
See?
Yeah, because he's like, man, I'm not the milk out of them titties.
You got to make chicks squirt from the titties. See, they used to do a certain shit, but other shit, they like, yo, I can't believe
now that's the new, now you've reached you set a new bar for me. You know, now it's like, all right, well, I'm looking for titty squirt now.
Yeah,
I've seen the other squirt.
Oh, shit, I got a video. Y'all want to see it?
Of you, of
no, I see. So my man, actually, my partner, Dale Linderoy, he actually.
This nigga here, man. I like it.
So wait, right. My partner actually sent us a video. I want y'all to see the video.
I mean, we definitely down.
Yeah, man. So
let's do it so that the people can see it.
That what the fuck? Hold on, is he stepping on
her? Oh,
that's
really milk.
Sorry, what did he? You guys see it? So we show this. I guess you'll see that. You'll show the thing afterwards.
Yeah, right? I guess so.
Are you confused?
I'm gonna let you know now, guys.
What's wrong? Hold guys, for a second.
I'm not holding nothing.
Listen, hold on. Pause it for a second. I just want to let y'all know we getting demonetized for this video off top.
So off top.
That's fine. It's cool. But
those were literally milking like, titty sounds. Go look it up.
Because at first I said I'll be proud if I made a girl do that, but I want to know how much of that's just her. She always come like that, or is that my doing? Because
who cleaning that? I'd rather her do that at her house because I don't feel like cleaning that up all the time. Like,
I mean, it's on your chest,
but that looked like it was on the screen.
That's gonna be on your computer.
I got equipment.
Yeah, can I just
sit down? You already put it out there. Yeah, sit down. Yeah, so it's lots of things going on.
You got it.
I think we should normalize men buying sex toys, though.
Absolutely.
Because I think when we go to buy sex toys, we get looked at funny.
And that's not
my
right.
My homegirl was
that
like, right. She picked me up from the airport.
Yeah.
And I had it in my pocket. She's like, yo, what guy walks around with a dildo?
Yeah.
And I was like, what's wrong with it? Like, y'all like guys to explore, so why do y'all shame us for exploring, for being exploratory? Like, I don't understand.
That's
what you got to communicate with
me. Yeah, because
maybe she wasn't like, she ain't had nothing wrong with you exploring. She like, why you just walking around with it? You could have left it at home.
Fucking airport.
But you can see how that's gonna cause questions. If you my nigga, I'm coming to pick you up from the airport. What's up, bro? And a dildo fall out your pocket in my car. I'm like, where was you headed to? I'm just gonna ask questions.
Let's reverse it. Yeah. If it was a woman in the airport, would you be shocked if she dropped it on the floor or something? How would people react?
That's fair.
Women know they go through the airport all the time with this
stuff. That's
fair. No, but the minute it's a guy, so
my whole thing is in your pocket. It could have been in the bag.
Pull that shit out like a lightsaber.
I don't like people looking at me weird. So if you're going to talk about me, do it in my face. So if it's in the bag, you know TSA, they see it on the screen, they call their man over, look, this motherfucker's a freak.
So you be fucking lying to TSA, huh?
Man, put that shit on the table. Listen, it's right there. I look it right in the face.
And what make it funny, you got on these shorts that's a little looser, know you just see the dildo.
I can't, man.
Like, come on, dog. Come on, man.
I'm gonna be like, why the nigga dick on his hip?
Snake got a dick.
He got a dick hip.
He got two dicks.
That nigga go to rub his pocket. He start ejaculating.
The whole time, like, if I was a police officer, I'm arresting you. I'm frisking you, emptying his pocket.
I'm like, all right. Yo, go about your business. What you, bro. See, yeah, look, they don't want to fuck with you.
Yeah, they don't. You know what, go about your business, man. But it should be normalized. I mean, if you walk through the airport as a man and shit fall out your pocket, people should say nothing. You should pick it up. Keep going.
The chicks be wearing vibrators around their neck like jewelry, bro.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I actually have one.
I'm not gonna lie. If a black person died by the police, once again, and they found out there was a dildo in his pants,
they're running with that.
The police are probably right.
They don't even try to assassinate our characters, probably. So you know they're running with that.
Oh yeah, you know that. You know they're gonna run with it. You know they're gonna run with it.
It's weapons of mass destruction.
That's wild.
Two weapons of mass destruction.
The first time that you brought a sex toy in the bedroom, was it weird for you?
My girl taught me sex toys. So back in the days, I used to have the rabbit, the one that had the little pearls in
it. Yeah,
and spun around and shit. I used to carry that. Remember the Jordans that came in the metal box? Y'all remember?
Oh, yeah, the 19s. Boom. Yep.
So I put the dildo in there. I used to walk in like this, nigga.
You think he got shoes on? He got a dildo in there.
Fucking Men in Black ass.
Yo, that's funny.
My girl actually, she was like, "Yo, go get a condom out the drawer." And this is when we first started fucking with each other. I opened the drawer and it's like a fucking
It's an amusement park.
A trough.
What the fuck? I had to stop. Like, mm-hmm. Come on. I started looking through rainbows and spikes and this and that. And so I started thinking, because I want to be that nigga. Mm-hmm. And my girl's like, "I want to be that nigga. I want another nigga to have." Her to think when she
introduce the stuff to her.
So now, got her to a place that I'm.
Gotcha.
Because of my insecurities.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, what are you doing all this? So she starts showing me different things. Yeah, yeah. So now, all right, you show me this. Now I'm going online looking for other shit.
Yeah.
She might like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cop that for. And now we wilding out.
Yeah.
Going to sex parties, wilding out. But we only do it together. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, I let her go play with women.
What's a sex party like?
I like watching her fuck women and shit.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get into it.
You just be watching.
Start at the sex party.
What
we here now?
I don't even know what we started with. We went from most deaf to
about fish
to most
and coffee.
Dick. Most dildo, nigga.
Most deaf to most dildo. So,
What actually happened is I knew that she liked messing with women, but no dude that she had messed with in her life really was comfortable with letting her just explore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I was messing with mad women, so I was like, yo, you mess with mad women too, you?
Yeah, yeah.
So for her birthday, I hired two doms to come to the dominatrices.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To come to the house and wild her out while I watch.
That's solid.
Is there a website you go to? Like, how do you find that?
Probably has a website. Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, dominatrix.com? Okay, all right.
Nigga that carry a dildo in his pocket.
Yeah, nigga that carry a dildo in his pocket, he gonna know.
He gonna know where to find it.
He gonna know where to
find
it. That's like showing you the spot. Hey, where I get some weed from?
Your first question about the sex parties, you said.
Yeah. I want to know, how does that enter?
Because I've wanted to go to one.
We've had a friend that, you remember, she used to work in this big-ass mansion. She was like the caretaker of this big-ass place. And this nigga used to constantly have fucking coke and sex parties. Very Hollywood, right?
It is a very...
What are you talking about?
What are we talking about?
Trapping out the Mando.
He said who?
Trapping out the Mando. You know.
Okay. We didn't want to say the name.
But anyway. So she would be like, walk through. She'd be like, she'd have to like clean up, I guess, afterwards, you know, in the next morning and shit.
Yeah, it's a terrible job.
How much did you get paid for that?
Yeah, you got.
I think she got paid.
You got paid.
But my thing is, how was it? I just want to know from your perspective.
First time,
like from the
intimidating.
Okay. Yeah.
You walk in, people are very.
Like, how'd you find about it though?
One of the dominatrixes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So she came in, they wilded out, and they did so many different things. You got to imagine, as men, our power is here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we think of, right? Even from young, you watch and you just bang, bang. I learned how to have sex from the Wayans dad.
Yeah, from Pops. Yeah, for sure.
I never know, you know, and you watch porn, you know, that's what
right.
But these women use toys and verbal commands, anticipation, and doing things, pausing on her. They told her, like, yo, if you forget, say these words out loud. If you forget, we'll punish you. But they were doing things to her and making her say it.
Mm-hmm.
And now when she forgot, she got put.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there stressed because my girl is screaming. I've never done nothing like this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now my mind is open because, like I said, nobody's going to have that type of control over minds.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's the man in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to reach these levels.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady did these things. She had these sex parties she introduced me to. And we went the first time. I remember there's some little awkward short dude behind me and some tall Esmeralda-looking chick. Long black hair, black coat. So we walk on, they behind us. Me and her looking around like, what the fuck? Dude just starts getting naked at the door.
He ready.
Shorty took her shit.
Damn.
This ain't his first.
Oh, yeah,
this
no, he's his first party. Yeah, he been
and
there.
He just walks off butt naked.
All right.
He even check it enough.
That kind of intimidating, because right now I'm like, well.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. I don't know these people.
Yeah.
I'm from Brooklyn. You know how we talk.
And let me ask, is there a bunch of white people?
Black.
It's all black?
All black. It's a black
entertainment. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
But that nigga got to it. He, boom.
And they ain't even check it or nothing. No one took
it. Son, they must have fucked like 5-6 times in there. They fucking over there. And I'm still trying to figure it out, but I really couldn't perform, bro. I couldn't. It was too intimidating.
It's a lot going on. But was this party like you bring your person, that's it? Or people was this? Anybody?
Swip and swap.
Matter of fact, me and her, she give me heads. People just came and stood there. I'm standing there like, motherfucker standing right here just looking like this. I'm just looking like, bro.
Oh, man.
Like, bro, you 6 feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a little space.
Especially for the first time. I don't know.
Because he could just reach out and touch, man. Bro, yeah. I ain't never been this close to nobody naked. Like,
what if he would just reach out and just caress your foot?
It's done. It's done forever.
What you didn't know.
I'm not fighting because it's just like, I'm not trying to fight a nigga with his dick out.
Here's the thing, though.
He going down his dick.
You took it the wrong way. He was just waiting patiently to ask you, can he use the dildo he saw in your pocket?
Hey, bro, what's your website again?
He's like, hey, I seen a dildo. Can I use that? Yeah. I didn't want to just use it without permission.
Hey, you Tahoe, right? Yeah, you the nigga that be having the dildos in his pocket. Right? For sure. I was
that nigga standing like this talking to you. Yeah.
Toy sanitizer. Bro, you can't just take this and use it over
here.
But what happened is he start fucking with his girl. She starts sucking his dick next to him.
Yeah, so y'all just right there.
So now I'm sitting here and I'm watching this thing. And I'm just like, yo, this is fucking crazy. Because this is why, how y'all this?
Yeah, this new. Yeah, this, yeah. This.
Like I said, I couldn't perform that time. Yeah. The next time, though, I came juiced up.
Okay.
Y'all know what I'm Bluetooth? Talking about. I took a blue.
Yeah.
Actually, took a Royal Honey. Have y'all ever?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That Royal Honey.
No Bluetooth.
No, you didn't bring that for me.
That's the Royal Honey is like the natural way to get, supposedly, yeah, right?
Where's my bag, man? Where's my bag?
This nigga.
Ain't no dildos in here, man. Yeah, man. I want y'all to have these. This is Royal Honey for you.
Okay. I'll fuck with this.
Nah, you gonna take this? Is it Royal Honey for you?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Cam, you like, you might need to.
Raw honey.
Vital honey.
The ultimate power source.
Bro, take one of those.
Right before you.
About an hour before.
It says with caviar.
Make sure she ain't going nowhere.
Oh, with caviar. Okay.
Make sure she ain't going nowhere. Because
she going to be flat.
Bro, you talking about Superman.
Gotcha.
I'm talking about Superman. I'm talking about aggressive.
Okay.
Mountain honey.
Caviar powder.
So you gonna stand up?
Let me ask
you.
How long?
Forever.
How long have you been interested?
This shit whispers to you, bro. Honey whispers. Yo, fuck her again.
You like, wait a minute. Oh,
see, this messed up. I think, oh, this is some sort of special type of sauce. This was in the fridge.
Put it on my phone. She does that.
Walking around with a hard dick.
Was she horny as shit? Yeah. She poured the shit on the cornbread. She put it in the cornbread.
Now, does this help women too?
That's funny.
The women.
I don't believe that one does, but we do have one that we made. Me and her make.
Oh, this your brand?
No.
Oh,
we experiment. I'm literally learning all of this. I just learned last year. I just started this podcast last year.
That's dope. Okay.
And this as long as you've been into like actually wanting to understand sex and
before that,
nature.
Like I said, I was just. I didn't even like eat pussy like that because every time I ate pussy, they'd be like, "Yo, come here." So I felt like I wasn't doing it. You right?
You wasn't doing good.
I wasn't doing the right thing, right?
I saw your IG.
We just talked about
the girl, you eating her pussy and she's just looking at you.
I think we all been there. Come on.
And she's like, no, they don't even do it like that. Yeah. It's like, yo, come here, put it in. But you know you wasn't.
You wasn't hitting on that.
If it was doing anything, they want you to stay down.
Yeah.
So I learned basically how to eat pussy better. Over the last year, I've learned how to use sex toys, how to manipulate, how to dom, how to tie up women. Mm-hmm.
But what made you get into that? Like, was it her?
Yeah, it was her. It was her, and it was my partner on my podcast, podcast partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Orlando.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. And that's made life better.
But he has an OnlyFans, which is now our OnlyFans. So our podcast has an OnlyFans where people come on there and show how to squirt. Women have come on and used toys on other women. And being we can't put that on Patreon.
It's like Howard Stern back in the day.
So we thought, it's Howard Stern. That's what we was thinking. Like, yo, this would be a Howard Stern thing. We've had ropes, just all types of things. One girl was an OnlyFans girl, and she had only really orgasm once in a sexual period. We made her come four times.
Wow.
In 20 minutes.
That's progress, ladies and gentlemen.
She should have passed out.
The place.
Yeah, she should have passed out. Yeah, that body should have been done. That's it.
So it's like that, and we put all of that up on our OnlyFans. Shit is fly, bro.
Okay.
But the sex party shit is quite an experience.
So let me ask you this right quick: how long does this take to kick in? How long does it last?
I would say literally take one at first, bro. Don't take both, Cam. I was kidding.
No, but I'm saying how long it take to kick
that's
in?
That's going to be. I would take about 2 hours before.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about a 3 day jack. Like you're going to be on there.
What, 3 days?
Wait.
Because it tells you, I want you to fuck her brains out for 3 days.
Now, can I go to the gym?
It's not like you just walking around like this all day.
Yeah.
But it's whispering to you. It's talking to you. And it's ready. It never going to let you down.
Okay.
So this is good for vacation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hanging.
Yeah. Got you. In there just... Strong arm.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Which one, my bad, which one's better out of the Vital Honey and the Royal Honey?
I'm still trying to figure that out. But if you can see, there's less in the Vital and there's more in the Royal. I'm wondering if that's the potency factor. I don't know. Okay. Right? Because, like I said, them shits last for 3 days. After 3 days, you're like, all right, man.
I can't do no more.
Some of it's in Arabic.
Hold your question. But real quick, I was saying, I think that every like masculine man should get to experience like that submissive woman or that woman that likes to be submissive, because it brings out a different aggression than you. Yeah. It's like aggression, but in a sensual way.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
But what else like is there outside of a submissive woman?
Like, I mean, like a dominant woman.
Oh,
like,
you're saying, know what
I'm
saying? Okay.
Like, but I'm talking.
But
about,
no man wants to be with a dom forever, right?
That's not true.
That's not. Yeah, some. Yeah, I'm about to say some men. The corporate men.
Really?
Like they, you know, the powerful men. They like that.
They like to be treated like babies.
Right.
And
yeah. That's so. But my thing is, the first time I got with a woman who like being submissive, like she like, no, I literally want you to tell me everything. Yeah. And I'm like. At first, you're like, oh, it feel kind of weird, but then you're like, all right. And you start getting into it, and you're like,
do my taxes.
Do my taxes. Do my taxes. Put your butt in the air while you do my taxes. But it's an experience. I was like, I really liked it. And I was like, I think that's the type of woman I need. Like, I like
ooh,
that.
Girl, you saving up for that 401k? Yes.
I think as a dominant man, when a girl takes control, that could be fun. Not like in the dom, but I don't like that. Sometimes it's cool.
You know, for like, a girl to be dom over.
No, I ain't saying like the full dom, but this initiating, like know exactly what she want. Like, oh,
maybe here and there, you know what I'm saying?
You remember one time back, this is like, man, 2009, when we lived at Uptown in Atlanta.
Yep.
There was a Jamaican girl that lived above.
Yep.
Yeah, she lived above us, right? She called me, you know, and you remember, I went up there. This is like early college.
Yeah.
I go up there. I'm looking at her. She talking all this freaky stuff. And the first time we just kicked it. Next time I go back, she got on this dress on. It's like, she said, oh, I'm about to go out. I was like, oh, really? So I come in the apartment, chilling, talking to her. Next thing you know, she pushes me up against the wall. She started kissing me. And we try to go at it, and I can't perform.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not used to this. Yeah. I'm not. It's this weird, is weird to me. Like you trying to be the aggressive one on top. I'm like, oh,
you ain't gotta. She don't have to stay aggressive. I'm saying she initiated. Now you could take it back.
But I'm just saying, as a young nigga, I was definitely thrown off, and I couldn't perform that night. I had to go back like 2 days later and knock them.
I ain't gonna lie. Surprise vagina or head. Sometimes it'll throw you off. That happened to me where it's like. Going to the house because I'm thinking I'm just going over there to kick it or something. Yeah, say what's up. They jump on you. You like, I ain't, you know, nigga.
That happened to me at a sex party.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
my girl brought a chick over and they both started sex. She must have told her something because I know my girl is somewhat possessive.
That's not as shocking though at a sex party.
No, it was though because I was there to watch her and
so it just kind of threw you off.
She brought some chick out of nowhere and I'm just sitting there like, is this okay?
And did you ever know her like that? Like, did you know? You already knew she was in the girls though.
Yes. Okay. But I knew she didn't want me.
Okay, so that's why. So in your head,
like, what's going on?
Yeah, I would have been. Like, hold on. So how did this play out then? So
we had fun. We enjoyed the night.
Yeah.
But do you get to enjoy other women?
I've gotten head and all that from other women.
Okay.
I haven't had sex with other women, but that's a plan. We work on that together.
I mean, yeah.
So we on some.
I think as long as you're working on it together.
Yeah, we working on it together, and I think that's best to create y'all comfort zone first with y'all. And then explore, because if y'all comfort zone ain't strong, distrust, jealousy, shit like that sets in, and you're going to ruin your relationship. So how much do you really want to be in this relationship? You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Yeah. Sex is a complicated thing.
It is.
So how long? Complicated thing.
Yo, but you know what's crazy? I'm sorry, Cam.
No, go ahead. I'll ask.
When you was talking about submission, right? Yo, the illest shit is, I punished her one day. And like she had done something, we was arguing, but I wasn't really that mad. We was having a little punishment shit. But she was apologizing. She came when she started washing the dishes, and I went over and whispered in her ear. I was like, "You know you're in trouble, right? We gonna get through this together." And I slaps on the ass. I went and got some baby oil, start pouring it all over, all through her clothes. This shit dripping all over the place. She's like, I said, you know them slaps gonna hurt a lot more.
Oh yeah.
With this oil, I start rubbing it down.
Next thing you know, milk everywhere. Well, I was gonna ask you though, how long did it take for her to show you all of that when y'all started messing around? Yeah. Like, was it like the first time y'all had sex, she said, go to that drawer, or was it like gradually it got to that?
I'm gonna keep it real with you. We would talk a lot. We would talk about, and she would ask me questions that made me realize that she wanted more. She was fine with us the way we had sex. She loved the way we had sex, but she always was like, well, are you into this? Are you into that? And you know what I mean? So I knew that her exploration was out there. And so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna match you with that shit because I kind of like this sexual shit that you want. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna match. But she obviously had explored way more. Matter of fact, when the Doms came to the crib, when I was booking the Dom, I go to the Dom's page or Instagram and she followed already. I was like,
okay,
damn.
Okay, yeah.
Girl, yeah.
I got two more questions for you. One is, do she have any no's? Like, okay, I don't want to do this. That's the first question. The
she
second
don't want me to spit in her mouth.
Okay. A lot. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second one is it ever enough? Like, you know how when someone just chasing money, no matter how much they get, it's never enough. Like, if she's that freaky, is it like?
Nah,
you got to keep finding new stuff to satisfy her.
I think that's dope, though, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It is dope to keep doing that. She's cool with just 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But she also could take the 2 hours.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? She don't really put me on that type of
pressure. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important in a relationship, though, that growth aspect. Yeah. You know, that's going to keep you together longer than just the love. You know what I'm saying? So
that's fire, son. It's really dope to have somebody that you could really. But communication is number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk to your people. Figure out what they're comfortable with. Figure out what they're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And from there, you start smaller and you go. And, yo, bro, a lot of times with us men, we don't get satisfied with what we're getting right here. And that's why we explore. Mm-hmm. We go over here and we get a little something from Sheila. We get a little something from Amanda.
Yeah, yeah.
We get a little something from over here because we're not really being satisfied by this one. We, you know, we're visual. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're predators. Like, nigga, we go out and we hunt for our food. That's what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. if this meal ain't filling me, even though I like how you make me feel, I'm going to go, right?
But we so detached, though. You know, we can love you, but I just need to go.
That's another thing.
Right? That's why I don't see a problem.
We very detached. I honestly, we like, go and we bust.
I just think men and women are different.
I mean, we are. It's just
like, you know.
I think we talk different.
We talk, but just, we talk, I mean, and we
genetically
are different.
We different. Like,
I think
women show their loyalty by not having sex with other men, but men show their loyalty through providing.
See, now this is an age old conversation with us, right? I mean, now. Of course. Have another one. I know y'all. We used to have a lot of fun on this show. I know it was shit getting serious. Cam is like, all right, when we gonna joke? But I feel like women are taught to nurture and taught to behave a certain way. Let's keep it real. Women are way freakier than us.
I can see that. Yeah.
And we're taught to not recognize our emotions, not succumb to our emotions, be strong, be hard, not care. So then later on in life, how do you really care for somebody that much not to be selfish or not to think about your own desires and go do what you want when you've never been taught to? They've always told you not to be that way. So how the fuck do you implement that later just because you're in a relationship? And it says to us, oh, men are different. We're taught different. We're taught to be emotionless and not empathetic. And
for sure. But I even believe that even if we were taught emotion, that the desire to have sex with other women is always going to be there.
You don't think
but you don't
like fucking mad.
No, but no, I'm saying the desire for us,
not naturally,
not natural. I think we have a natural desire. I think we have a natural desire, but there's a wise way to act on it and then a foolish way. You know, that's just what it. But
it's down. Just about honesty. You keep it real with your girl.
Like,
tell her that, hey, listen. I'm trying to fuck up a bitch. Listen. I'm a
you
good
gotta
nigga.
You
got to
have an open girl.
You do have a, yeah,
you
got to
have an open girl. I mean, y'all got an open relationship.
But not necessarily. Not if you don't want your girl fucking with other niggas.
I mean, that's part of y'all dialogue.
That's
I'm just saying, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Y'all can fit right in the middle ground.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Because that's what we did. And she's like, yo, thank God. Lucky for you, I think two dicks is too much for me. I don't really want to fuck with nobody else. But I mean, I'm willing to explore this thing, but it's also about I can't be selfish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So as long as I'm not selfish, then we're able to find a way where we can, you know, cohabitate without sexual shit.
How much time do you feel? Because, okay, you said that, like, her sexual proclivity might grow. It might keep growing, right?
Yeah.
And you said you want to keep, you're willing. But how much time do you think a man should put into that? Because that could take away a lot of time from a man's mission, his journey, whatever else. If you're like, don't you feel, at least from my opinion, it feels like it takes away from whatever you're trying to do. If you always concentrating on how am I going to make my girl come this week? How am I going to do this? That's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I can see that. Yeah.
I totally agree with you. But my hustle is crazy.
Okay.
So I'm always thinking about work. I'm always thinking about my kids. I'm always thinking about what's the next move one way or the other.
Right.
I'm a bottomless pit of hustle. The freaking is
from
in
New
there
York.
Too. One don't take over the other, bro.
So the freaks are part of the hustle.
It's a
freak hustle.
Yeah, it don't stop 7-8 o'clock, nigga. Yeah. I'm still working at 1, and it's just on her.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? My shit is still going, and I only really need 5 hours sleep.
I'm
up at 7:30, moving.
Just seeing your run this coming to the West Coast.
This nigga done about 10 podcasts.
And I feel like it's a little different because you actually are capitalizing with a business office as well. You know what I'm saying? But I just wonder for how much do men, like if you just have a regular 9-to-5 or if you're
a freak nigga, you don't really want to walk around with a dildo everywhere. Right?
I mean, nah, but I'm
nowhere?
Just.
No way.
No, I mean, you can go some places with it.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna have a bag.
You gonna have a dildo bag?
I have a dildo bag.
Okay. All right.
How many toys would you have in the bag?
How many toys?
How many sex toys would you optimize?
14.
That's a lot of
that's a lot of toys. One person.
That's gonna be clinking.
One session.
It's gonna be clinking.
This nigga is an Autobot.
And let me ask you this, okay? What like for toys and stuff? Like single guys should own toys?
I think so.
But then you use those same toys on different girls?
See, the girls ain't gonna trust you.
So then you just throw them away after you...
I think... Because when I first bought a toy, it was for one girl. Because she's the one that won it. She was like, I would like to try a toy.
Right.
Okay. So I went with the little finger joint. You know, it had like a little suction on it. It looked like a little Venus flytrap. Yep. Okay. Like a little, you know, I was like, okay, that's cool. And I only used it on her. And that was just it. Right. I didn't use it on nobody else. Can you probably watch and do us? Yeah, but I feel like that's still.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I feel like that's gonna be
a certain amount of trust goes into a woman giving you her body.
Yeah,
and really being able to experience like everything. The levels that she can go with. And if you're trying to bring some shit from somewhere else, probably not gonna allow you.
Yeah,
right.
Because they be in their head, and women come from in here. Women come from their head, bro. Yeah. No matter what you're doing outside,
I come from my head too.
Here. I see what you just did.
That's a good one. It's one of those that's so funny. You just be like, man, that was good. You don't even bust out laughing. Like, that was a good one.
So, to answer your question, I think that you should get each person their own.
Yeah,
and y'all should do a lot of the first things y'all should do together.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
You know, your first toys y'all should do together.
Yeah.
And then, so she's kind of opened up to you.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that.
Right.
And then you surprise it with other shit. But yeah, definitely, I think that everybody should have their own shit.
I got to ask a question that I know certain people, especially probably women, going to be asking, do she use toys on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all want to ask the rest of these questions?
Yes, I do.
So I was using a prostate massager.
All right, let's talk about it. We here now. I mean, it's okay.
What? When I nutted, this shit shot out the ass and flew across the room.
Okay, all right. Yo, cut the camera off.
I don't want to use it on you.
All right, hold on. Let's back up for a second.
He said he came and it shot out his ass across the room.
No, okay.
And I must have tanked and squeaked and it's pew.
Hold on. I want you to
imagine
hold on
someone
for a
just
second.
Walking in the background and get hit with a prostate.
Like, but why were you back there?
Because I'm trying to go to the fridge. Nigga, I ain't no use out here doing.
I didn't know y'all was having sex in the living room. I had my headphones on. I'm coming out.
I got milk and ass cum everywhere. I'm sick of this shit.
So, a prostate massager.
Yeah. It goes in there. It goes.
It's in there. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
You
cool.
might have to pick
it took
up
me a sec. It took me a sec. I really was not comfortable.
Of course. But right? you're open minded.
I am. Or open ass. Like, honestly, I'm gonna keep it real. I was. See, this is the type of shit that you can't. This is the type of shit.
Oh my go ahead, brother. Go. Tell us about your adventures.
I left myself open for that.
You did.
You see what I did?
You did.
Oh my god.
I was extremely homophobic.
Gotcha. Okay.
For years.
You think that's just your New York upbringing and just
I
your,
think that was
the black
the
man?
Yeah. Wasn't that every year? I was about to say, wasn't that all
I mean, hip-hop culture?
Hip-hop culture.
That was just how it was.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
It was very open. Even in, I was watching Eddie Murphy talking on some shit, and I was still going back. A lot of his bits back in the days was F-word this, and you know, and they'll be looking at my ass.
I think he opened up raw with it.
Just open up. Yeah. So I could just talk about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, that's what I grew up on. Eddie is my idol, bro.
Yeah.
He's my idol, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want him to come back, like, to real Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
This new guy, I don't know. But so I was like that. And when I was in this space talking to so many different people, it just kind of made, I started saying shit and then hearing myself talk. And it was kind of like, you a hateful ass nigga. You got to come on, bro. What you doing? You got kids. People depending on you. Once you got power, great power. I like Spider-Man. You know, Uncle Ben said, "With great power comes great
responsibility."
Every time I say, "Come in here," I'm just looking. I'm like, "Which one?"
Make it nervous.
Can you imagine how distracting I'd be? Don't say come. They're gonna fry
podcast.
Me.
But and so I realized that with men, we worried about that space because we don't want to be judged. We don't even want to be judged by women. Women push a lot of homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as you do, they do some shit like that to you, they go tell your friends, like fingers in his butt.
Yeah, yeah.
You show up to go pay for the bill at the restaurant, they like, hey. They're looking at each other.
That's booty finger boy.
Right? And you can tell the energy is weird.
BFB, booty finger boy. They go BFB.
You gotta get a shirt like that.
Booty finger boy.
I'm sending all y'all a BFB. He said 3 fingers. And so I kind of just wanted to get past that.
Gotcha.
I didn't really have the, oh, this great moment. I haven't. But I wanted to get past my, my mental fear of, okay, of this shit. And so it was kind of like,
more, yeah, of a self-awareness thing for you. It was just, yeah.
Let me ask you this. And blink twice if it's, did she pressure you at all to do this? Blink no. twice.
Yeah.
Oh man!
No, yeah.
But I'm just saying,
a lot of people do though. A lot of people in the sexual world, that's the first thing they do to ask you, are you really open?
Gotcha.
Is try to ask you about your butthole,
about butt stuff. Yeah,
that's the first thing. Oh, women. Oh, you really freaky? What about your butthole?
Yeah.
Like that's like I don't know why women have that about
it's men. A power thing. They see it as, because a lot of girls on Twitter, they be talking about how they want to peg dudes. Yeah. And I'd be like, and a lot of people will be arguing like, just go get a gay guy. They'd be like, no, they want straight men. Because I guess they want the power over that straight man.
What does that do for y'all to want to like, but I guess if that's your thing, you want to dom a guy, then you know you're taking the ultimate sacrifice. Yeah. Ultimate.
And there's some guys who, I mean,
look at him. Rome's like, yes, I'm not.
It's not. I mean, I'm not.
I understand it probably booty, feel good.
You can like I think Channing Crowder said it on I Am Athlete. I think you can, I've had people play around the backyard, but they ain't went to the house yet. But yeah, you know, play around the backyard. You ain't.
First time a chick did that shit, son, she lifted my legs up like she was trying to change my diaper, bro.
And see, that's the issue. Like, I don't want the butt play.
Son, I'm like this. Look, man.
I don't want the butt play, but
what the hell?
And that's one of the reasons. Like, I gotta get in these positions. I gotta get in these positions that I'm not comfortable with. I gotta be legs open. I gotta be doggy style.
Actually, no,
like,
to be honest,
I gotta be on the side, holding like a colonoscopy.
She can get on her legs, and you just on her knees, and you just.
I don't even want your mouth all in my ass.
Like, yo, sit down.
I be shit,
friend.
He be hearing me. This nigga be laughing and shit.
He been wanting me to leave.
Stay in the front.
The thing
y'all
is, I keep trying to look down to think, and I keep seeing this shit, and I'm like, God damn it!
Because now we're talking about booty hole shit. No, I've never done no shit like this.
Okay,
this
is so. But the prostate massager, that just
it's a little skinny thing, and it's like it vibrates. It looks kind of like this.
Okay,
and so
yeah,
that's pretty big.
But you said when you came,
we was on mushrooms. So have you ever had mushrooms?
I have. Yeah.
Okay, I was like, yeah. Phenomenal.
I heard ecstasy sex is incredible.
Mushroom sex, bro.
Good. Mushroom sex is.
And don't microdose. Go the whole route. Take about 2 stems and a cap, bro.
Out of this world.
Son, the minute she touched me, bro, it was like electricity, bro. Great electricity. It was crazy. Just touching. Getting head on mushrooms.
Oh, that's probably crazy. I don't even know.
Bro, it is like you turn into a whole bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a whole bitch because you're not holding all that masculine.
Mushrooms is crazy.
Fire, son. She came, son, and I couldn't do nothing no more. I was done, right?
Yeah.
And she just laying there coming for like an hour. For like an hour, bro. She just keeps shuddering. I'm coming again. Shit. All right,
baby.
Laying there high, and you just looking like.
I'm still confused.
I'm reading this book in the living room, baby. You keep coming.
Yo, I'm still confused on how you shot nut out your ass.
No. He shot the prostate thing out his ass.
Because that's what me and Emmanuel thought when he first said it.
He said he came, oh, and then it was intense. That shot out his ass.
I was about to say.
That's why I said it went backwards. The thing. So we're walking by.
That was nasty.
That's what I was about to say. That's some
wild shit right there. Listen, I know you watch hentai.
I hope y'all don't live in an apartment or condo, because can you imagine the neighbors below y'all?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as that shit shoot at us, that bop. Hey, keep it down up there.
Shooting that ass shit up there.
Everywhere.
Up there getting fucked in his ass again.
that's good. Oh, that's good stuff.
YouTube, I'm sorry.
I mean, it is what it is. It's going to be great. I'm titling this wild anyway, so it don't even matter.
It's going to bleep.
You got to put NSFW to make people going to listen even more.
It's good. What?
That's how you know he ain't got a job. I think this kind of goes into our other shit, though.
Yeah, I do want to go into a couple things. Oh, so.
What you were going to ask?
I want to talk about the draft, or?
Well, I just felt like an easy segue.
Easy segue. When's the last time you, like, because. Our homeboy, he said he had an opportunity to holler at a girl, right? And it was a moment where, they both, you look at each other, boom, boom, boom. And he said he fumbled a bag. And that made me start thinking, when the last time I actually fully intentionally hollered at a girl? And I think it's been a long time. Been, I've gotten lazy.
But look, it's also COVID was all last year.
No, no. Even,
so without even interacting with people, you had to do it possibly online.
Yeah, but even before COVID, I'm thinking like.
And what do you mean holler at a girl? Like in traditionally?
Person. Yeah,
in
yeah, like went to like holler at a girl. One, I said I got lazy because of the little bit of popularity that we have. Right. Made me a little bit
they
lazy.
They laid it down. They laid it there for you.
So it's just like I pick up what they're putting down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when is the last time I said, oh, nah, her? I'm pulling up. Yeah. Oh, that's been a minute. I was. It just made me think. So
it's kind of too easy now, though, with us.
You think so?
We got big heads, bro. We good now. We walk with a different air.
Got you.
We got that confidence around. Even when the chicks say no, it's really not no. Like, right. It's like not right now.
Yeah. I think even for you, it's probably even more different. You got a sex podcast, so anyone that hits you up already freaks.
I look at women
freaks.
Different, and like, I think they could tell. You know, and my, but then again, so I'm also got a relationship, and then I don't trust. Okay, so before my relationship, it's been like 2 years. Yo, I ain't gonna hold you, right? It's so funny. One of the ladies that I was dating, I was with another girl when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
And that girl had to go home to her boyfriend.
Mm.
Stay
with
me.
Okay.
She had a man. She came hanging with me, boom. Right? We hung out. And when she left, the other one was like, now's my shot. And I wanted to take her home that night. And it just happened. They know... I think women be in competition with other women.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think that's for sure.
I also think that's why some girls be like, they don't like to talk about their sex life, especially if it's really good with their friends, because then they feel like, you know, once they break up, they're going to want to go try that. Yeah. Everything you told them about like that dude, now they want to go.
Who do you think is more sneaky, men or women?
You said what?
Women.
More sneaky.
Women.
Women.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely women.
That's better. And so they talk about how much we cheat, but they say they cheat better. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
So, yeah. So do y'all cheat more? We just don't know.
Yeah.
We just get caught.
You ever like that sleep thing, when they say they sleep, you never think about that? Like, because you never showed up at a chick house at 2 a.m. and been gone by 3:30, 4? I've done that often.
I've definitely done that. I've definitely done that.
So would you really say, because why are you tired at 1 p.m. tomorrow? I'm like, when my girl say she sleep, I'll be like, sleep how?
What kind of sleep?
Sleep at 11 last night. How you sleep?
How you sleeping texting me? You sleep texting me?
No, that's real. It just made me think, like, when last time I actually approached a girl and went through the whole process of hollering at a girl.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
I used to like the process.
It's cool.
I used to like the process of trying to holler. It's just she don't know you, nothing. Just like,
it's funny, them initial nerves are rough though. Until you get ready to walk. I feel like I think it's just like entrepreneurship. You just gotta start. You just gotta go. Cause if you don't, you're not gonna do it. You gotta walk.
Oh my God.
And that's why men are good at handling rejection in all fields of life, because everything we do, we gotta go for it and get rejected. So when a girl gets rejected, they can't handle it.
Last
time I tried to holler at a chick I know now.
Yeah.
Panama.
Okay.
I was in Panama and I was out there by myself. I went through the rainforest. I did all of that. So, you know, at nighttime, I had to go get something to eat. I go to the place where everybody's at to get something to eat. Mm-hmm. Shorty walked by. She had the fat ass.
Gotcha.
Dark skin. Oh, baby.
Dumb booty.
Mm-hmm. I go up to her. Ma, where you going? You want to walk, talk? She said, Cuando es? I said, Cuando es? She said, she talked to her friend. She said, Cuando es? I said, I don't. She said, 50.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
$50.
Yeah.
You said Colombia?
Right. No, Panama.
Panama? Yeah.
She flagged down the Uber. Took me back to the hotel and rocked my shit. I couldn't believe it, son.
Yeah.
Quick 50.
Quick $50.
Quick 50.
$50. That's the last time I tried to holler at a chick.
Hmm? Probably, you know.
Even my girl hollered at me. She was in. Because now it's the Instagram days. Everything is right there. It's a swipe left generation.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything is right there for you. You know what I mean? You can just be in a chick's convo. You don't even got to make it seem like you're trying to holler at her. Really, so in person is a different.
I know I'd be rusty in person. It's been a minute since I just walked and approached the girl. You know, hey, well,
it's been a minute.
What's your at?
I'll be in a club. I'm still hollering at chicks on Instagram.
that's real.
That's one thing that changed though. If you do get a girl number, you put it in to see if the Instagram pop up, because you want to go see now. Like a lot of people want to see, because half the time you won't even remember necessarily what she looked like. So you want to keep that and research some more. So that's what a lot of people do.
That's
what's your success rate in person?
Hmm?
What's your success rate in person? Say out of ten chicks, what's your success rate in person?
Like, that's hard to even. I mean,
but look, I go with higher averages. If I'm gonna holler at a girl, I'm confident. Okay. I may get. So I just don't shoot out. No, I'm more of a sniper.
Yeah,
okay. And you're talking all the way to smash, front right? Row.
All the way to.
Ooh. You like you got a good success rate.
I'm pretty good, but it's yeah. I mean,
I feel like it's
50-50. I feel like shit. Nah, I'm about 20%. Nah.
You said you about 20%.
Because I shoot at anything. I'm Bernice in the club. I'm gonna shoot at Bernice.
You just go on a shot. But you know what? That's high good. Averages, that's confident.
Though.
That's
high nice. Averages, though. You know, you put up a lot of shots.
Some go eventually.
But you know, if you're playing in the D League, you know what I'm saying.
You got it. You thought that Bernice ain't working down in the D League.
Yeah, Bernice.
Okay, Bernice. But would you go low? Are you saying also you go low? Holla at anything.
3:30 a.m. It's whatever.
It's whatever.
I'm going home. What's the name?
Nah, are you saying right now in a relationship? Like y'all got that open relationship?
No.
Talking about beforehand.
Beforehand. Got you. By 3:30 a.m. I'm going home with something. And gotcha. She's sitting over there by herself. Just
but is that what now? What do you think that stems from? That you got to go home with? Because so, are you drunk? And you
drunk
just,
as shit.
You just got okay. Gotcha.
And I have no.
Gotcha.
Look, I just be like whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna say who this was, but someone told me this was years ago. Told me when he used to go out with his homeboys in college. He like all the homeboys want to go talk to the baddest one in the group. He said. I would go talk to one that's not getting attention. You like, while they still trying to get her, I'm in the room already hitting it, coming back out. Oh, y'all still out talking? Go right back in.
You got to play it smart.
People got different strategies, what they go for.
But that's kind of what, as you really, so the guy that's going for the baddest, was they just going for tonight? Or do they really want shorty?
Like, it was just a different thing. The way he told it was like a just that night type thing. But he would always, he would let them go. He would go to one day ignoring. And then.
Nah, I want to see the good looking ones. You want to see her walking around your crib naked the next day.
True. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The other ones, she got to leave when you finish. Yeah. She don't want the light come out and she walking out your crib.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a different thing that you're going for.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
But you got to be careful with that too. The bigger you get, you can't just be bringing people to your crib. And then sometimes you can't necessarily be going to their crib like
that's
that.
True.
At the certain,
the best feeling.
Because we know another guy Hollywood, who's at a certain level where he can't bring people to his house. Because you just can't. And then sometimes you don't want to go to other people's house, so you got to go to a hotel.
Yeah, the best feeling, me and Salmon over there in Miami, I shot him a lob. And we had
a lob.
We had a good night that night.
That was a good time.
We had a good night that night. I was with a chick.
She was with a chick. A couple Colombians.
I threw a lob.
And he dunked it.
He was with, I was with one girl and she brought her friend and her friend came over and whispered me. She was like, I want your homeboy. I was like, well, which one? She was like, the bald one with the glasses. I said, say no more. I went to that nigga. I said, you coming with us tonight. That nigga ain't seen that. All
right. I had a little drink, man.
Absolutely.
Went up to North Miami and, you know.
Not only that, we were in their boss's house.
I
don't know what they staying there for, but they were working on some, social computer shit.
Sure. I would ask him. I know he ain't going to
remember. What?
He said, what part of North Miami? I was like, I don't even know. We were just in North Miami.
Fuck no.
That's where I was born.
We went through some gate. All y'all neighborhoods have gates and shit. But it was a nice house. And I'm looking, I'm like, they own this? And like, nah, this is our boss house.
Yeah, she was like, boss house? Yeah, she was like, yeah, so get anything? I'm in the boss fridge eating stuff.
I'd have fucked the chick on her boss's desk before, son.
That's solid.
And she was white, you know.
So it was like,
I'm in that motherfucker.
You do this for people. Fuck like this.
That's free. Yes. This one's for MLK.
You can kill a revolutionary, but you can't kill a revolution.
He was in there, friend.
You can kill a liberator, but you can't kill a liberation.
You walk out the room like them Malcolm X niggas walking. You know about that one?
That nigga butt naked standing by the window like Malcolm X.
With a stick in his hand. No means necessary. God damn it.
Well, boss came in the next day.
It's all this
milk. Hey, but the funny shit from that night, you remember I lost, like, okay, so we smashed. I fucked her all over the living room.
Yeah.
Y'all had a bedroom.
Yeah, we
next time, I lost the condom wrapper. Yeah. You remember that?
Yes.
I'm like, oh shit. Yes. Where did I
put that? And then they was like, you don't know what a rapper is? No, we don't know what a rapper is.
And the thing is, they had work the next morning in the house. When we woke up, other girls.
10 girls in the living room.
I'm like,
on the phone with the boss, and they was like,
All these girls came in there, and we all, me and this nigga chilling in there. Oh, y'all working? Drinking tea or whatever the fuck?
Wait, the boss was there too?
No, no, like on a con, like she was on, boss was in London. Oh, yeah. Boss was in London. Okay. So.
But we had to find a con rapper before the girls came.
Yeah, before the girls came.
And,
yeah,
I told you that happened, that the same thing happened the night at the boss's crib, and I lost a bag of weed.
Dog.
Well, the boss probably happy about that.
So I thought about that later because she never sent it. So whoever found it was probably was happy as shit. Yeah, but at the night of, for one, I was stressed. I wanted my bag.
Yeah.
Two, I'm like, what if I get a fire? Because this weed, because I was at her job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was in her office.
On her boss's desk.
Like all the way in there. Oh, okay. Shit. Okay. Gotcha.
On Wall Street.
Oh, you was.
Right? This is.
That boss walked out the office. Who's fucking a black man? There's a dime bag in my desk, goddammit.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you.
I thought about it. Like, somebody smoked the shit out of there.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. Dog. That's hilarious. I did not know this podcast was going to go this way. And, I'm not even mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all.
That's a funny brother.
I know that's not what they come here for.
Yeah, no, this is great. This is great. I don't even know so if wait, I need to talk about anything.
Did any of y'all ever find out what the kneeling Amazon is?
He watched the kneeling Amazon from last week.
Because I knew what that was.
The car game. When we did, he wasn't here.
The
cam was here.
He was here. Yeah.
Remember the kneeling? It was the kneeling Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
The different sexual positions.
Like the splitting bamboo, I would think, is the one where they're like this.
That's what I thought. That's it was like that scissoring shit. Yeah.
Scissoring. And then the other one was.
It was. I can't remember. Yeah, I didn't look up kneeling Amazon, though.
Kneeling Amazon is when the chick is actually on top. Forces your legs back and is fucking you with your dick.
Hold on.
Wait.
Fucking you with your dick.
So she's riding you. She's riding you. So you're laying back that way. She's like this and she's fucking you.
Nah, man.
I can't do it.
See, like nah, something like that. Like,
listen,
I'm not into taking my masculinity.
Yeah, my shit don't bend. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I'm not into taking my masculinity. That don't turn me on. That's just gonna be like, I'm.
That's
like,
fair.
Oh, man,
that's fair.
On,
man. I mean,
especially if it's a mirror in there. Fucking... Imagine looking to the side. Yeah, I'm gonna look at myself.
Nah. Oh, look at that. You see your son, nigga?
You didn't see
your son looking at you.
No, I'm saying it's a mirror. You looking at your son.
I thought you said your son saw
me. No, your son seen me. Oh, that's it,
that'd be
nigga.
The funniest
that's
shit, it. Nigga. You walking, you back here getting fucking your son.
Now, depending on what age he is, I got to try to make sure he forgets.
Oh, this. Yeah. Because
you ain't never going to be able to discipline him if he see you in that position.
Oh, no, that's it.
You know, like years later, hey, son, you remember being 12? You don't remember nothing about that year, do you?
No, he young enough. He see you might just have to knock him out real quick. You got to call some dames, some brain damage.
You got to knock him out. You got to play football. You got to give him some real man strength. Don't play with me, little nigga.
You knock him out, put him on the couch, then wake him up like, you fell asleep on the couch?
Yeah, what's happening? You was dreaming.
You was having wild dreams.
What you see is something crazy. Yeah, dad, you a girl? Them dreams crazy.
Now, you know that's a dream. You look back in the mirror?
That's hilarious.
That's
y'all.
Wild. Oh man,
you gotta be very comfortable with your sexuality to do half the shit though.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
You do look in the mirror the next day like. Just think about this shit. The shit did fly out my shit. Just fly.
That's wild. Crazy. Yeah, that's
go to the bathroom, you just like.
All right.
It's just a lot, man. It's a lot to please a woman, man.
For sure.
It can be a lot.
It can be. It definitely can be.
Some girls come quick. Some girls it's pressure take a on long
it's pressure time. On us.
I've had girls complain about, you know, I'm not talking about my size or nothing, but just I know some girls, like, even for me, like, you saying this is too big, like, they have smaller, you got to take it real slow and
sure,
all that.
For sure.
And that could be, you know, I know for some.
We got a big ass dildo, me and my girl, because I bought her a fuck machine. Christmas.
Oh, the little nim.
I gotta open it up right now.
I've been watching TV. I've been shut up. Right.
But Julio Jones scores a touchdown.
It came with the white one. The white thing, that was about 6 inches. Of course, the black one is 7 and bigger. Mm-hmm. And the back one, she's like, yo, that's too much. I'm like, yo, my whole life, I thought that y'all really want shit. Yeah, nah, that, yeah.
But I just seen a post about that on Twitter. This girl, she had a measuring, and she put 6 inches, and she put it by her. She like, this is actually big. And then girls start having an honest conversation. They're like, yeah, y'all be on that porn shit talking about, like, no, that's big enough. Y'all be shaming these dudes. Like, anything bigger than that just hurt.
Yeah, there was a not porn star that just came out recently, like one of these famous porn stars, and was like, yo, I don't even like big dick like that.
But some girls do like it. Like, yeah, the guests, yeah,
some girls like punishment. Like,
most
punishment.
Women are not able to orgasm when their shit is being violated like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your shit is wong, and shit. That's her body. Just, yeah. Like I said, they in here. They're not able to focus on the pleasure because you keep shocking the shit out of them with this shit, right? And
that's my problem.
Yeah, I go hard. I go balls to the wall.
That's
too.
My problem.
I balls to the wall. I need to be up in there.
That is my problem. I go 2 hours sometimes.
Look,
I got to slow
like,
down.
Yo, just come on, bro. I know you.
Knowing Emmanuel, I can believe
that. Yeah,
thank you.
Emmanuel's aggressive. He's an aggressive guy.
Come on now.
He's like, the bear. Like, if I had to guess what position he played, he played linebacker.
It's the glasses, huh? Niggas with glasses be aggressive because they can't see, so they gotta really he gotta go ham in there.
Now you gave the wrong guy that honey.
yeah.
God bless her.
I ain't gonna see his we ain't gonna see his girl for months.
Yeah, that's it. But it's something about you feel good when they sprawl out. Yeah. Like you be like, yeah, I did.
No, when you come back from the bathroom and they already sleep.
Oh yeah, you be like, alright, yeah.
Nigga,
be crip walking. Yeah, nigga, we did that. We did. He talked to you. We did that, nigga. She wake up. What you doing? Oh, no, I'm stretching.
Yeah, stretching. Yeah, son. You walk to the. You ever walk to the back to the kitchen butt ass?
Oh yeah.
After she sitting there, you go get some water and shit. You just stand there looking at her.
Like, well, I thought you meant here. I'm like, I got roommates. I can't.
Yeah, I don't walk to the kitchen butt ass here. Yeah, here. I don't know. I don't walk. Like, fuck it, right? Yeah, they was sleep. I was like, man, I'm not putting on clothes. Man.
Luckily
yeah.
for me, I go to bed early. I'm an early riser. So
man,
if you
I'm
do,
in the kitchen, this nigga coming.
He do that four or something in the morning, boy. Then I'm going to see it.
You
but
want
if
some eggs?
You walk out here naked after 10:30, you good.
If that nigga came in the kitchen, I'm in there drinking Gus. Why are you in here naked, nigga? Like, go.
With this Hank Hill butt? Get out of here. Butter.
I just want to fix me a little toast real quick.
Fuck that.
But, no, nah, that's dope, man. I don't even need to talk about the rest of it. Because the stuff that I was going to
escape.
It don't even matter. We just talked for an hour about the funny shit.
You got to make
shit,
sure you
so.
Plug yourself everywhere.
Like,
yeah.
No, you got to go ahead and plug yourself where people can find you, where they can follow you at.
That's
all
what's
that
up,
good
man.
Stuff, yeah.
My name is Tahoe_TV on Instagram. My stories is crazy. I do all of these, like, just basically, I'm a TV show. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I do all of this crazy stuff in my stories. Also, catch me on Hard or Soft Pod, where men talk about things that make us hard and things that make us soft.
I like that.
Good time. Also, my original podcast is called So Shameless Pod, where me and my partners talk about culture, relationships, racism, homophobia, oppression, black people, you know what I mean? It's just pro-black, pro-sex, pro-LGBT, safe space for all of that conversation, but we get to it.
That's cool. That's
y'all cool. Gonna go off.
Thank you, bro.
Once you tell your girl to chill. You gotta tell her, baby, listen, I got shit to do. I can't be here for 48 hours a day.
Why you think I gave away all the honey?
I don't need this.
That's all we had in the house.
I ain't got any more. I've been giving them out.
I love New York niggas because they always have some type of slang. Is there any new slang that New Yorkers got right now? Because I ain't been to New York in a minute.
It being up and stuck.
Been up and stuck.
Oh,
he came. Hey. Came with it. See, this is the see, guests, when you come to the podcast, yeah.
Come
with gifts.
Come
with gifts.
This is
Let's
from
go.
A new podcast that I'm sponsoring, Views of an Ex.
Views
the
of
guy
an ex.
Talks about all, you know, he has people come on and talk about their exes and situations that happen in a good way. You know, situations that made them a man. And so this is, I'm going to give this one in the can.
Yeah, that's dope. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
No, I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Very funny, man. Very funny. Are you doing stand-up, too?
Nah, I was, but I got booed, and I don't know.
He said yeah, I got booed.
Hurt you a little bit.
I went up there, and it didn't work, bro. Yeah. I went and started talking about sex immediately. And that don't work.
Gotcha.
But a podcast works.
Oh, podcast.
Podcast works, and that's what it's at.
Do what you do.
Yeah.
Do what you do. Well, yeah, man, thank you for coming on. Like I said, go follow him. I don't even know what clips I'm going to cut from this shit because I got to cut a couple of clips because it's going to be
just don't have the one with the prize they think flying across the world.
Oh, that's all definitely getting cut out. Everything getting cut.
Hey, as you said, you was pretty. You can't be insecure no more. You got to be open.
I'm out here. Right? I'm open.
You out here. So, y'all, make sure you go follow him.
Follow him. Also, my partner is Dear Orlando Roy. He has an OnlyFans. He's a fucking really open wild guy on Instagram, Miss Dodger Bell, and DJ Trauma NYC, my partners. Beautiful. Always shout them out because they'll be like, yo, you was on dorm team. You say shit. Like, nothing.
Shout out to the brothers and sisters.
You know, if he comes to your podcast, he may or may not have a dildo in his pocket. So y'all.
Most likely, but I won't have this one.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me see it.
Most importantly.
Let me see it.
TSA, just know he don't got a gun on him. Just know it's a dildo.
Well, it's curved because it hits the G spot.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta get up in there.
That is alien dick 101. Bruh, I don't want to touch nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
It's too hard.
Yeah. It's too hard. It's hard for him. It's hard for him.
Two hard things clash.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure you rate and review because that's just going to help us out. And make sure you check out his podcast. And till next time, peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.